During Chovat HaTalmidim, we're up to page 9 on the PDF edition. Kilomar, as if to say, Ita Bapardes. It says in that work called Pardes, in the 10th gate, the first chapter. Ech hagvanim umurot ugufaniyot poalot bamarom. How the different shades and the physical, the things that seem physical, the things that look physical, how they act up above. Shekshaba lifol b'chesed, that when one comes to act in kindness, yilabesh levanim, he should dress white. Bigvura, when he's coming to act in bravery, bivgadim adumim, should wear red. Bechulu, etc. So the different shades and the way things look physically, they affect up above as well. V'omer b'kodsho, and he says in his holiness, the author of the Pardes, Ki im yabit ha'adam b'inav b'mrutzat ha'mayim ha'rabim yitorer bo lecha alvana. If a person takes a look at streaming water within him, he'll feel the white phlegm arouse. He'll feel within him the moisture arouse. V'chen enyan baze. So just like it says over there, that the different shades and the things that a person looks at affect him, so too here, when a person takes a tour in his mind, he'll find that there are 10 different proofs to support this. Because from the different shades that a person looks at physically with his eyes or imagines in his mind, even though he is taking act in the physical, his spiritual being gets affected, gets impressed. So the nefesh arouses the ruach arouses the neshama, v'neshama memtziut limtziut, ad shetitalel makom yinikata, and the neshama, from one thing to another, till it goes up to the place where it nurses from, v'titorer lefi metziut tziura, and it gets aroused based on its, the way it has imagined, the way it has taken form. At kan shono hakadosh. Till here is his holy words. Ze yisod chasidut. This is the basic principle of chasidut. Sheitpael v'yitlahev. That a person should get impressed, a person should get excited. Uvidvarim nemuchim yatchil. He begins with low things. Ve'itragshuyot gufaniyot yisagel yitorer ben likdusha. And the physical excitement will arouse in him the holiness. And even if he just gets excited physically, the excitement that he has over doing mitzvot, over keeping the Torah, evolves within him. That's the difference between one who's small and one who's big. A chassid gadol, af im matchil leitorer, leitragesh veleitpael midevar gufani, af bishah sheoseh pulot gufaniyot, keshtiyat hayash ben hachassidim, kemineh hamachshavot, lorer tatzmo, kmo shendeber im yotza shem bifneim hakuntris. The big chassid, even if he's starting to arouse himself, and he's doing something physical, he's drinking some whiskey with other chassidim, he's trying to arouse his thoughts, to, like we will speak, etc. Lo yishar b'torut gufani levad. He doesn't remain in that physical arousing alone. Rak techev yorer tanefesh baruch vanshama, etc. But right away, he arouses within him the spiritual aspects of things. Ad shegam nishmato tidrov titgalev b'kirbo, b'kol adam kefi matzavo. Till he reaches the point that even his holy neshama arouses and gets revealed within him, each person according to his level, ukefi hashah shomed ban, depending on the time he's in. Gam et hamenorah hidliku b'davar zar. Even the menorah was lit with a strange object. Aval lo azav kohen tamenorah shetei shalev et olah gam me'eleha. But when you take the flame from something that's a twig, you take something that's not holy, but you use it to light the menorah, you don't leave it till the holy menorah has its own flames lighting. So too you can take the physical and light the spiritual. And the little one, well, he could remain with the physical. He could remain with the arousing or the excitement over that bottle of beer. Aval gamba min zahara vekav ha'ara daka min hadaka. And even in that, when he's doing it to get aroused to the performance of mitzvot, there's still a sparkling of light, there's still a little source of light in it. from the nefesh, merachok alei yizrach, and it shines from a distance. Vegamzot tovai, and this too is good. Ki gam ba mitkasher gufo v'nafsho haktanim, because even to that, his little nefesh, his little body does connect. Va'nar shemitrogesh b'leil pesach min nikayon acheder, and the lad who on the eve of Pesach is all excited how clean his room is. He gets excited at how many candles are set for the Seder, at the beautiful table that's set for the Seder. That's also good. He's getting excited on the simple material level. And his soul internally is sprouting, getting excited, and saying the Agada a little bit. If the excitement is over Hashem, even though he doesn't know what it is and he doesn't know what everything's about, I don't know what this Rashi tells us. Just a second. Ve'al pi ze darko she'anu rotzim mekuntra ze la'argil l'pnei ano b'darkei ha'chasidut. And going with this is the way we want to get the youth accustomed to chasidut in this work. And it's necessary for them. And there's no other way to work with the youth. Being that they mature early and their feelings take form early, and even if they don't bond spiritually, but their excitement is not an excitement of the soul. It's not a true excitement. It's only physical. Gam ken tovu, that's also good. Kivan shehem mekdusha mitragesh, because what's he getting excited over? Something holy. Hitragshut gufanit mekdusha uva mitkasher. He's getting excited on a material level from something that's really holy, and he's bonding to that. Ukshigdal, and as he grows, yakel lo liot chasid amiti. It will be easier for him to be a true chasid. Ve'im anar ha'matzil gemarat tosfot mevin otam kmo shemevin gadol. Does a child who starts Gemara and Tosfos understand it like an adult? And nonetheless, this is also good. And also with this learning, and with this minimal understanding, he is bonding to the Torah. So he's stressing the point that you start small, and even if what you're starting with is, he's getting impressed with something that's really not the main thing, but he's getting impressed, he's getting connected. The idea is still a positive idea. The direction is still a positive direction. So we don't harp on the fact that it's not perfect yet. We say, okay, he's in the right direction. And not only is he in the right direction, but we encourage that start. That a child should first be impressed with the cleanliness of Pesach and the beauty of Pesach. He doesn't understand the depth of Pesach. Okay, he'll get there.